This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. This week, we're joined by Joe Lardy, who provides market intelligence and insights for CHS Global Research. Joe, with planting season now just around the corner, what are you watching that could cause farmers to make some last-minute changes?
Well, the two things that I'm watching are futures prices and the weather. Right now, we have multiple commodities that are competing for the same acres. And we've been extremely consistent with the number of acres that we have planted here in the U.S. the last half dozen years or so. So if we want more corn or bean acres, it has to come at the expense of another crop. Our acreage pie is always about the same size, and it really becomes a matter of who gets a bigger piece of it. And futures prices, I think, are going to have to move to a level where it makes for an easy decision on what to plant. A rally by one particular commodity would make picking a winner a whole lot easier. And the weather is the other thing that I'm watching. The drought monitor just 1 year ago showed no areas of concerns across the entire Corn Belt. But just 1 year later, where we are right now, the drought monitor is sadly very colorful, and some level of drought is present pretty much across the entire country. The entire state of Minnesota, North and South Dakota, and Nebraska are completely covered by some level of drought.
Yeah, let's talk about that, because no doubt that could impact yield estimates for this year.
Yeah, for sure. Right now, the data is telling me to stay pretty close to trend line yields as a starting point. And with such a wide level of drought across the country, it's going to start us out with some additional risk in the market. And it's hard to make a record yield estimate right off the bat when the conditions, like you mentioned, are as bad as they are. In some of the less productive areas already, they're under some stress. So it's going to make really strong and record yields pretty difficult. And because of that, I think there's going to be a pretty significant weather premium this spring in the markets. And with drought conditions so dominant across the country, I think that most analysts are going to be pretty quick to make early yield adjustments this growing season.
What are the current soybean to corn price ratios telling us now?
Oh, that's a great question, Mike. Right now, the ratio is about 2.6. And looking back over the past 20 years, this is the highest level that we've been at. So this 2.6 level is the highest level that we've been at in early March. However, once we get into the planning window, the 2.6 level falls closer to the average. And I've always thought that a ratio of about 2.5 is a pivot point. And you need to see that ratio really get stretched. So if we get up in that 2.8 or 2.9 level, that's really going to buy us a lot of bean acres. And I believe that the soybean balance sheet is the tightest one. So soybean prices need to rally to buy those acres. And we also have one of the biggest acreage battles that we've seen in a long time. And it's going to make all these decisions so much more difficult for our farmers.
Joe, you'll be part of a roundtable discussion on pre-plant decisions coming up on March 18th. Tell us more about what you'll be talking about.
Sure. Well, we're going to have a small panel with broad backgrounds, and we're going to touch on government policy, as well as taking an in-depth look at the supply and demand situation. We'll start out with a look at the supply side, and we'll break down what I feel is going to be the major ag story of 2021, and that's the acreage battle. We have lots of needs in terms of acres and yields that need to be met. We have a minimum number of acres that we need. We have yields that we need to see. And it's going to make for a really dynamic situation this year. But we'll also look at the ever-changing demand side of the equation. And if we're going to have to ration some of the categories there too. I'll talk about the tight carryouts that we have for corn and beans and what that means for price direction going forward. And I'll also walk through ethanol demand and its ties to gasoline usage. And then I'll give a little bit of color around how electric vehicles could change the longer term outlook for one of the bigger demand categories that we have in the corn balance sheet. And I'll also touch on the most likely victim of this acreage battle, and that's going to be wheat, and what that could possibly do to wheat prices going forward. So we will present a lot of interesting information, and we're looking forward to having you and your audience members join us.
That's Joe Lardy, who provides market intelligence and insights for CHS Global Research. Thanks for joining us Around the Table, and to hear more from Joe and CHS experts, be sure to join Around the Table Live, the final look before spring planting, on March 18th at noon Central Time. Learn more and register at cooperativeownership.com.